thousand. Now back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank, and we're here with Gerald Grinter. And Gerald is the principal with Threshold, Nosh, and Dwell Insurance Brokers. Welcome, Gerald.
Welcome, welcome. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So we've got lots of questions for you. Before that, I've got one question. What do you think about how mortgage rates are affected by a presidential election? What's your guess on that?
My imagination tells me, my thoughts kind of lean towards it would affect them a little bit, because depending on, you know, the party that gets in office, you know, might have a little bit more of a positive momentum on one part of the economy versus the other. But
sure,
you know,
well, yeah, it's
am I close?
You are close for certain elections.
Okay,
and not all of them. And so I'm always curious about this, and I had never really actually looked it up.
Okay,
because I have customers asking me, kind of talking about that all the time. Well, I need to get this done now before the election, because then, you know, everything's going to fall apart. And I've heard that on no matter who's getting elected,
right.
You know, it's everybody's got their opinion on that. But what's interesting is the markets, the financial markets, they like status quo. They don't like things to change. They don't like uncertainty, because uncertainty doesn't help them with all of their computer modeling on
right.
on what's going to happen. But I actually went back quite a ways,
okay.
and started to kind of look and see exactly what sort of impact has there been on markets. So I went clear back to 1972.
Okay.
So that was Nixon versus George McGovern.
Man.
And, you know, at the time, Nixon... at the time of that election, interest rates were hovering around 7.3%. And after the election, interest rates went from 7.43 to 7.44. No change at all. Pretty much that was just, you know, steady as she goes. 1976, we had Jimmy Carter versus Gerald Ford. And at the time, you know, those of us that were kind of, you know, going through that era, rates were not pretty, you know, and they got uglier. But rates were around 8.81%, you know, at that time. Afterwards, they went from 8.81, they dropped to 8.79. No, hardly any change at all. So we'll call that, you know, steady pretty much.
A dead heat.
1980, we had Jimmy Carter versus Ronald Reagan. And at the time, we had inflation taken off like nobody's business. We called it stagflation, too. We had a combination. We had inflation and a stagnant economy. We had an oil embargo. We had fuel shortages. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, during that era. So at the time, interest rates were 14.21%. After the election, they increased to 14.79. So they did go up quite a bit. And a year later than that, 18.45%. That was not a lot of fun.
That's heavy,
you know, during that period. And as a matter of fact, at that time, my very first job in banking was actually looking for what was called wraparound financing, where the rates were so high that people wanting to buy a home could not get normal bank financing. Uh-huh. So they'd arrange a seller contract with the seller. So they make payment to the seller. The seller never paid off the mortgage they held. They made the payment on the mortgage, and then everybody crossed their fingers and hoped that the bank didn't find out about it, because that transaction had a due on sale clause. So it was called wraparound financing. It was prevalent at the time. And my first job,
mirrors.
Like right out of high school, was to try and track these things down and scare people into getting a bank loan. That was an awful, awful job. Okay, 1984, Ronald Reagan versus who?
Ronald Reagan versus
Walter Mondale.
Walter
Fritz.
Fritz.
Yep. And you know, that was a point that Reagan won his second election. Interest rates had really dropped at that time. They were around down to 13.64% compared to over 18%.
Yeah.
You know, by the end of 1985, actually a year later, they were down to 11.26%. I refinanced from 15% to 11.5%, and went out to dinner to celebrate. That was just like so exciting.
Doing cartwheels in the parking lot.
And actually, by the end of 1986, they dropped to 9.32%. Compared to 18%. What a huge,
oh, man.
Huge difference. So 84 election, they dropped significantly. 1988, George Herbert Walker Bush versus Michael Dukakis. What do you think, up or down?
I'm thinking they went back up.
Yeah, say about the same.
They stayed, oh, yep. My goodness.
We started around 10.27%. They went up a little bit.
Okay.
They went about to about 10.61, but nothing,
that's nothing
super though. Significant.
Yeah.
1992, we had George Bush versus Bill Clinton.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And that actually, we saw a pretty good drop in rates, although about 6 weeks before the election, they shot up and kind of a panic. Again, I mentioned the bond market like status quo.
Right.
And they weren't so sure about that whole thing. And so we saw the rates go up. Uh-huh. They settled back down. We went from 8.31 down to 8.21 right after the election, so about the time of the inauguration.
Yeah.
1994 was the midterm elections, and so no presidential election. But, you know, that one actually had a fairly significant effect on interest rates, and that's the midterm elections in 94 is when the House basically was taken over by the Republicans. Rates went up about 0.5%. We went from 8.8 to about 9.2%. And so that played a part of it. Then we got 1996, we got Bill Clinton versus Bob Dole. And what do you think?
I think they stayed the same.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So not much of a change at all. We were around 7.6%, went to about 7.65, just hardly any change.
Okay.
Also, year 2000, George Bush versus Al Gore. And that one I remember, I think I was on vacation while we're watching the counting of the hanging chads and all of that. Man, this is giving me shivers thinking about some of these elections. But rates were pretty close, about the same. 5.73, they inched up a little bit to 5.75. So not a significant difference. And we got 2004, George W. Bush versus John Kerry. Mm. And who won that one?
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, Bush.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Bush
just
won
checking,
that one.
Just checking.
I remember that.
So, and actually rates dropped. We went from around 7.75 down to 7.38. We had a little bit of a drop. Not a significant drop, but a little bit. Now we got the Great Recession, 2008. We got Barack Obama versus John McCain. And at the start, rates started around 6.09%. By December, after the election, they had dropped to 5.29%, 0.75 point drop in interest rates. And this is the part where the Federal Reserve really started to aggressively work to decrease interest rates by purchasing mortgage-backed securities, doing everything they could to drive mortgage rates as low as possible to stimulate the economy. 2012, we had Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney. And at that point, interest rates had reached historic lows. We were down to 3.35% at that point. And we had factors like, very high unemployment, very low economic growth, and that tended to keep those interest rates, that low. So we had decreasing rates. So this time around, what's your bet? Up, down, stable?
I'm leaning actually towards stable right now. I think we're a little insulated here in Seattle, and we see a lot of boomtown things happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything that's a parking lot that hasn't been gobbled up by a crane is about
true.
To.
Yes, that's
so,
true.
But the rest of the United States, I'm not so sure that they're seeing that level of growth and I think with the volatility of our election process that's going on right now, I think a lot of people are really wanting something really stable.
Well,
and I think even the government wants to stable. I think if you see too much of a change, I think that could really, no matter who's elected, could really, really, you know, destabilize things.
I'm inclined to agree, and so. I'm with you 100% on that. So I'm thinking rates are going to stay relatively stable as we get into this election.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens here in about less than 30 days.
Less than 30 days. And, my goodness, 3 weeks or something like that. 3.5 weeks.
And sometimes the markets have their own election a little bit in advance too.
Do.
So
they do.
So we never really know, but so well, good.
Well,
the whole summary of all of that is there's hardly any effect an election will have on interest rates. It's really going to be more like economic factors, I think. So
I think
we're
so.
Probably looking okay. So, Gerald,
yes.
So tell us a little bit about you and your company, this Threshold Nosh and Dwell.
Threshold Nosh and Dwell. Well, actually, it's a long short story. I've been in the insurance industry, I venture to say, pretty much my whole life.
Yeah.
My father had his own insurance agency. He started out with Nationwide Insurance.
Oh, okay.
In Columbus, Ohio. And he actually started his insurance agency in our basement.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yes. He had an old Army desk, and his bookcase was cinder blocks and a door for his bookshelf.
Nice. So, just like Amazon.com.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah. So, and, I swore up and down I would never do insurance, and I moved across the country to prove it. And the second job I got when I got here into Seattle was with Pemco Insurance.
Oh, there you go. It was a calling.
Called my dad and was like, "Hey, I'm in the insurance industry." And he said, "Great, you could have done that here."
Yeah, what are you doing in Seattle?
Well, you moved across the country to go into insurance. So, after not speaking to me for about 6 months, he was really happy for me, and I'm really happy too. But Threshold Nosh and Dwell is a combination or a spinoff of Eat, Sleeping, and Drinking,
okay,
so to speak. So your threshold, you walk through someone's door, they invite you in and to their place, and you dwell, you eat, you share, mm-hmm. Those types of things, and the dwelling part is you live there. So all of those things combined, because we do commercial insurance as well as personal lines, the way we live has changed, and our businesses are part of who we are. We live there. It's part. We have our offices at home now, so the Threshold Nosh and Dwell is a kind of a way of life. It is how we live, and our insurance company or insurance agency embodies that. So
that's awesome. Well, what a great title, and I know that you work as a broker, so you carry all kinds of different lines, and you're handling all kinds of different things. Come from your father's basement out here. Hope that didn't flood. Speaking of flooding, we're going to be talking about that when we come back.
Oh, got some stories.
Good. More. Stay tuned for more with Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.